Hey guys, welcome back to Thunderbolt Earth, the podcast series where we discuss anything related to Earth. So I recently calculated my ecological and carbon footprints, and to be honest, I was pretty surprised at my results, and I just wanted to talk to you guys about them. So I first used the Global Footprint Network to calculate my ecological footprint. According to the website, my ecological footprint is 6 global hectares, and if everyone lived like me, we would need about 3.5 Earths. The average Canadian has an ecological footprint of 7.25 global hectares. The first reason why my ecological footprint could be lower than the average Canadian's footprint is that I do online school instead of driving to school every day. According to a survey done by Leisure Marketing, 71% of Canadians use a car to get to work, 13% use public transportation, and 9% walk or ride a bike. 71% is most of the country's population, which means that most Canadians drive a car to work every day. During the weekdays, I don't use my car to go anywhere, and the only time I leave my house is to go on a walk. The only times that I use a car to drive somewhere are on the weekends if I want to go to the mall or need to get something from the grocery store. By doing online school, I am reducing the amount of emissions produced by the car because I do not have to drive to and from school. Another reason why my ecological footprint could be lower than the average Canadian's footprint is because I try not to use the car a lot to get to places in the winter. This is because cold weather causes higher fuel consumption. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, a drop in temperature from 24 degrees Celsius to 7 degrees Celsius can increase fuel consumption by 12 to 28%. An increase in fuel consumption due to colder temperatures means that you would have to fill up your gas tank more often, which could cost more money. If I compare my ecological footprint to the ecological footprint of an average person in a country that has fewer registered passenger vehicles in Canada, my ecological footprint would probably be larger than theirs. For example, the average ecological footprint per person in Vietnam is 1.3 global hectares, which are a lot lower than my footprint. 84% of Canadians own a car, and only 2% of Vietnam's population owns a car. So Canadians produce more emissions with their cars. So I then used the WWF footprint calculator to calculate my carbon footprint. According to the footprint calculator, my carbon footprint is 14.43 tons of CO2 emissions per year, and my target goal for this year is 10.5 tons of CO2 emissions per year. My carbon footprint is a little too high since the average carbon footprint per person in Canada is 14.2 tons of CO2 emissions per year. My carbon footprint is mostly caused by transportation and food. I live in an area where there are no bus stops or train stations, so my only choice is to use a car to drive if I'm not able to walk to the location. Public transportation reduces greenhouse gas emissions by transporting a lot of people in a small space, which reduces the number of cars driving on the streets. If there are fewer cars on the road, there will be less traffic, which will reduce air pollution caused by idling vehicles. If I am not able to use public transportation to help reduce my carbon footprint, then the next best thing is to carpool. I should carpool more often because it means that there will be fewer cars on the road, which will reduce greenhouse gas emissions. My large carbon footprint is also caused by the composition of my diet. The dairy industry has one of the worst impacts on the environment. Dairy cows produce greenhouse gas emissions such as methane through their digestion and through their waste. Dairy cows also use up a lot of freshwater resources since they require twice as much water as dry cows. In order to reduce my carbon footprint, I need to reduce the amount of dairy I consume. According to the BBC News Climate Change Food Calculator, my daily consumption of dairy milk is causing me to use 45,733 liters of water per year and is also equivalent to driving a regular petrol car 941 kilometers per year. Instead of consuming dairy milk every day, I should try to only consume it 3 times a week. I should also replace dairy milk with dairy-free milk since the production of dairy-free milk generates lower amounts of greenhouse gases and requires less water. Some good habits that I practice in order to not increase my carbon footprint are to shop online instead of doing traditional shopping, avoiding drive-thrus when possible, and buying books at thrift stores. I have been doing a lot of online shopping for the past 2 years due to the pandemic, and I never realized that this method of shopping had less of a negative impact on the environment than traditional shopping. Studies have shown that online shopping actually produces fewer carbon emissions than traditional retail, since individual trips to the store contribute more carbon emissions. Commercial shippers release fewer carbon emissions because online orders follow standard delivery routes. I also like to buy my books from thrift stores because the books sold at bookstores are usually expensive, and you can find a bunch of great books at the thrift store. Buying books from a thrift store is also good for the environment because you are preserving the resources that go into making the books, and you are also preventing the books from being thrown in the garbage. Another good habit that I practice to prevent my carbon footprint from increasing is avoiding the drive-thru when I'm ordering food. If I'm at Tim Hortons, for example, I'll go into the building to order food instead of using the drive-thru. I do this because there is usually a lineup of cars waiting to order in the drive-thru. Drive-thrus have a negative effect on the environment because the idling cars in the drive-thru lines waste gas and increase greenhouse gas emissions. So the question is, does the world have enough natural resources to support a North American standard of living indefinitely for everyone on the planet? Well, according to the Global Footprint Network, we would need 3.5 Earths to support my standard of living for everyone on the planet. My ecological footprint is 6 global hectares, which are slightly lower than the ecological footprint of an average Canadian. This means that we would probably need more than 3.5 Earths to support a Canadian standard of living for everyone in the world. So the answer is no. The world does not have enough natural resources to support a North American standard of living for everyone on the planet. Earth's population is around 7.7 billion and is still continuing to increase. A Harvard University sociobiologist has done calculation of the Earth's available resources and estimates that Earth's maximum carrying capacity is 9 billion to 10 billion. Everybody on Earth has different ecological footprints, but if everyone had the same ecological footprint of an average North American, the maximum carrying capacity for Earth would probably be lower than 9 billion. There are natural to human and human to natural interrelationships that determine the size of my ecological footprint. For example, a natural decrease in temperature during the winter causes me to drive less in the winter because I don't want to increase my fuel consumption. The cold temperatures have a positive effect on the environment because they prevent me from driving a lot, which reduces the amount of emissions produced by my car. Another natural human interrelationship that relates to my ecological footprint is cold temperatures and heating used in homes. We use a gas furnace to heat our house during the winter season. Gas furnaces run on natural gas, which means that every time we use the gas furnace to heat our house, we are indirectly causing greenhouse gases to enter the atmosphere. An example of a human-to-natural interrelationship that determines my ecological footprint is drinking dairy milk and the production of greenhouse gases. I do consume dairy milk on a daily basis, which I need to stop doing. When more people buy dairy products, the demand for dairy increases, which means that the dairy industry will continue to produce more products and more greenhouse gases will be emitted. If I reduce my dairy intake, then I'll be able to decrease my ecological footprint. After reflecting on my ecological and carbon footprints, I realized that I still need to make some changes to my lifestyle in order to reduce these footprints. But I still have some questions related to these footprints that I'm not able to answer. Like, how will my ecological footprint change when the temperatures start to get higher? Will my footprint become bigger or smaller during the warm months? Or, when can Canada expect to see a decrease in its average ecological footprint? Advances in technology are allowing us to convert natural energy into electricity and heat through devices like solar panels and wind turbines. But at the same time, other types of modern technology are being developed that are causing CO2 emissions to be released into the atmosphere. Are environmental technologies really making a positive difference in our environment if at the same time other types of technologies that are harmful to the environment are continuing to be developed? So we have unfortunately reached the end of this week's episode, but if you have any questions that you want us to answer, then just tweet us at Thunderbolt Earth. Thanks for listening and see you in the next episode.